pod time.
Hey, guys, we're on a podcast.
Hiya.
Welcome back to Netsy Classified Podcast Survival Guide.
Welcome.
Bonus episode.
Bonus.
This is a Friday audio only episode. If you would like.
Yeah.
Is that rolling?
I like that.
Oh, wow. That's. Trying to find that camera. If you would like to see the video of today's recording, head over to patreon.com/netspod.
Netspod.
That's where the video is. Otherwise, just smash that follow button on wherever you're listening to this pod. Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at Devin's coffee cup, and there is a pube dried onto the side. What's
got
that about?
Pube in there, Devin?
Oh, it's how I, like, rather than, like, writing my name on it, I just put a little pube on it.
Put a little pube
it,
so
then, you
everyone
know,
knows
mine.
It's yours.
How long have you been doing
it? I'm a hair. Oh, my whole life.
Nice.
It's my signature.
Nice.
My calling card.
You haven't
Were
had
you
pubes
born with
your
a bush?
Life. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I've been pretty
just
hairy.
Came out the womb with a boom.
Honestly, I've been pretty hairy early on, man. I feel like I was 10 and I had underarm
I feel like
hair.
You could do a red carpet with your sweater vest alone.
Dang.
That is the hair that grows across Devin's entire upper body.
It's not quite that.
It's a tactical vest, to be honest with you. It's
hairy.
It's not quite that
Wolverine
extensive.
No, it isn't. You've actually been, you shaved a little. It's not a bad thing. I find it absolutely, like, mystifying. I mean, he's like an animal.
Yeah.
No, but it's,
no, it's no, it's a track
a little bit. Yeah.
Do people ever start balding on in the hair in other places? Like, when you bald on your
I'd
head,
love
do you
to bald
on
my
pubes? Or on your chest
I think
hair?
It's just the head follicles.
The head just does it. Why the head? Why do they have that little?
Because the heat from the brain.
There's
all the heat from the thinking you're doing.
I know I heated up my brain enough. I'm probably gonna like lose my hair
yeah,
early.
Receding hairline yeah. pretty soon.
Straight up. All he that liked Adderall it. Was like, cook your brain.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah you did enough thinking for like 12 people.
Yep.
Oh man.
I just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, now just nothing.
Good. Nothing.
Sometimes
I'm not
I look,
interested
sometimes
in anything.
I look at Lindsay, there's just nothing going
nothing.
On.
Nothing.
Hey,
absolutely nothing.
If it makes life easier, you know, it's all about that flow state, man.
There's an Always Sunny episode where they're making fun of the documentary like Making a Murderer,
mm-hmm.
and Dennis is being investigated for like some suspicious shit, and they're watching his like police interview, and they're like, see, all this is fine. He's like answering the guy with great answers, and they're like, now here's where it gets weird. And as soon as the cop leaves the room, Dennis just sits there with blank face, stares directly at the camera, and they fast forward, and it's like 2 hours long. He just fucking sits there blank.
Down.
Yeah, that's Lindsay sometimes. She's just off.
Listen, I have to pay homage to both lords, you know what I mean?
Hey.
Edgelord?
Yes. What? Three
Anyways,
lords, actually.
Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, guys, we have
really
Lauren on. Lauren Skemp on the pod.
Lauren.
Hey, that's my last name.
Lauren
Don't wear
Skemp.
It out.
Don't wear it.
Beat you to is
such losers.
I know we're such losers.
That's my name.
Sometimes
don't
we're
wear
the
it
same
out.
Brain,
yep.
And I love
the
it.
Exact
wow.
same.
Millennials.
Lauren, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing? Look, really, how are you guys?
Sweating.
I'm
sweating.
Look, always let them see you sweat. That's how they'll know you care.
Hey.
They might not be able to trust you with the workload, but they'll know that you care about what you put out.
Which is what really matters.
Right.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What's going on in Gen Z land, Lauren?
Ooh.
Anything?
Look, I don't know. I'm so into millennial land in
it's
my
true.
Work that
it's
I
true.
Just
what?
My people.
Oh, she's missing out on her own generation.
It's actually
oh.
so true. Like Lauren is so tapped in. Lauren is with us at Podco, which is just deep millennials.
Oh yeah,
deep
elder
nostalgia.
Millennials.
Yep.
Look,
yep.
Throw a fishing line to us little Gen Z people out there. That's all I gotta say.
What's your most? What is a chronically Gen Z take right now that you can? Is there that? You know how it's chronically
something I was
online?
Thinking about earlier when I was like driving over here. I was like gonna ask for the address, but I ended up finding it, and I was gonna like text like, "Hey, drop the Addy," and I was like, "Would they know what that means?"
Yeah.
Lindsay,
I get triggered. Addy.
Lindsay would
Adderall.
Get triggered.
She would think it would be Adderall.
Yeah, Lindsay would get triggered, but I know what you mean. Yeah, drop
yeah.
the Addy. We say that too.
If you wanna drop the Addy, give me love, give me tune.
Which song is that?
It's a song that I thought was talking about Adderall for the longest time.
Oh.
It's that Sam Smith song.
Oh, yes.
Addy.
Yes.
With
Address.
Kim Petras. Is that Kim Petras on there?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I just anyway. Said, oh, as if I knew.
Something
I
in Gen Z land is Kate Middleton right now.
Kate Middleton?
What's going on? Why are people
going
talking
on with
about
that?
Her?
No one can find her.
No one can find her.
Wait, what?
That photo was
she's
photoshopped
missing.
Of her. She's been like missing for a long time, and they said she had complications for a surgery she was supposed to have in the hospital, and that they had to do some crazy ass shit to save her life.
What?
But I'm pretty sure that means they're just
that.
Cloning her.
What?
I've missed all of this.
I saw something about some friend. They were like, oh, she can't escape this person. That was
People are making jokes on TikTok. Dude,
the photoshopped photo where one of her hands literally looks like Marty McFly's, like when he's like losing, when he's looking disappearing. At that.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that is. Wow. Wow. That's wild.
It's no good.
I got to look that up. What what do you think? Since you're a Gen Z, tell us.
Look, I don't really know who she is.
Oh, wow. Honestly, I love that. That's very Gen Z.
She's married to one of the princes, right? Yeah. So she's
who's the other one that was the actor?
She's a duchess.
Meghan Markle. And can I be honest with you? Really sort of mediocre.
Meghan Markle? Really? You think so?
As an actor?
I love me some
I'm sure she's a high quality person.
I just found out yesterday she was in Suits.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've been watching it. And I'm like, all right.
Didn't know that.
I guess we can all make it.
Hey, you know, inspiration comes from a lot of different sources, you know?
Right on. I love that.
Olivia Wilde once married an Italian prince. Did she marry? I think maybe they were just dating or engaged. So she almost became an Italian princess, duchess.
Wow.
Yeah. They met at Burning Man.
Wow.
And then she went to Harry Styles.
Hey, can we play Do You Know This Person from History? And see if Lauren knows any like people that all millennials know.
I mean, sure. If you
let's see, you know Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Uh huh.
Who else? Who would be someone she wouldn't know? She knows Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
She knows Britney Spears.
Yeah.
How different are we really?
We're not that different.
Not that different.
But we don't know any of her references.
We just don't know what. Oh, so okay.
That's what makes us millennials.
So we need the update.
Right. You transcend and include. Of course, she would know everything from us.
There's gotta be someone we know that she doesn't know. Do you know who Coolio is?
No.
Oh! Yeah! That's a good one, dude.
What the about thong Chingy?
Song? Do you know the thong song?
No.
Oh! Yes.
Ready?
That thong.
Let me see that thong.
Love the way your booty go.
Baby. That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Tell me. Yeah.
That was an actual song that we got down.
Cisco.
I think it was when thongs were first being discovered.
Also,
you could wear them outside the pants.
Also, I heard a great story. I think I saw it on fucking TikTok of all things, but those producers of that track, Michael Jackson wanted that track, and they had already given it to Cisco.
The thong song?
Yeah, you know that like the beat, the fucking sample,
They killed that.
Michael Jackson wanted it, and they had already sold it to Cisco, and they were trying to get Cisco to give it up because fucking Michael Jackson. And he's like, nah.
I'm actually going to make it a song about thongs.
Exactly.
Dang. Exactly.
Amazing.
So no Cisco. So
let
you don't know
me
Cisco.
See no. That thong.
That's the era. Did Ja Rule make it to you?
Yep.
See,
well, no, but she knows about Firefest. No. Firefest was a recent kind of thing. Dang. That's
yeah, but only millennials would have been interested.
Exactly.
Would have been interested. Wow.
Ja Rule. So it's that era. Ashanti, Ja Rule.
You don't know Ashanti either.
Aaliyah. No, she's not going to know that.
Like
but
Kelly
she knows
Rowland.
Aaliyah.
No.
Rock the boat.
Before she was
rock the boat,
born, dude.
Oh. Aaliyah was dead when we were basically born.
I mean,
like 10 years
like literally before
we
she
love
was
Aaliyah.
Born.
Yeah.
Aaliyah died.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Burning a house down? No.
TLC.
Guys.
Chili. Right. Chili
don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, that whole era, she doesn't know.
Chasing waterfalls.
Right, let's
please
to
go to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I don't even know where we
are. Bring us some messages.
Okay, this first one comes from Flor Chiarlo, I believe.
Flor Chiarlo.
Hola, Flor.
Flor.
Let's listen.
Hi guys, my name is Flor, and if you have trouble pronouncing that, it's okay, Flor. But I bet you can ask Daniel, because my name is Flower in Spanish, yeah. So he'll know how to say it. Flor. Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna use my one and only opportunity to be on the podcast to feel like I'm one of you and say, hey, we're on a pod. So I have two questions for you. The first one is if you guys became friends and still have any contact with Cameron Monaghan, who guest starred in a few episodes, and if you plan to have him on the pod. And the second one is if you guys have ever watched 100 Things to Do Before High School, and if so, what do you think of it, considering it's a lot like Nets, which makes sense considering it was created by Scott Fellows too. Anyways, thank you all for listening to me, even if this is just Lauren or any other person that works on the podcast. Thank you for taking your time. You're all doing a great job on and off camera, or on and off mic in this case. Thank you, bye.
Which is
good. Why did that make me a little... Why did saying you guys are doing a great job on and off camera make me emotional?
No, sweetie.
Hey, to hear that.
Hey, you're doing
sweet.
A great job.
I'm doing a great job. I need a little
sweetie.
Support.
Oh, Devin's crying over here.
You know, sometimes we're just... Sometimes I'm hard on myself more than anybody, so...
Oh. That's nice. Seriously,
Devito está llorando.
I just needed someone to tell me I'm doing
oh,
okay.
Oh, man, that's such a nice reflection back. Thank you.
For...
I keep talking to it like...
I know. You keep talking to TikTok.
Just deep eye contact like Dennis. No. That is so sweet. What was the first question?
Oh, it was
Cameron Monahan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've reached out to Cameron Monahan on Instagram. Haven't gotten a response
yet,
but he's a busy guy.
I don't think he's a big
social
guy.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't have to resort to that for his career.
He actually works as an actor. Like, he can be one of those cool anonymous actors.
He really took off and started doing a lot of amazing things.
He's amazing.
Being a leprechaun
Shameless,
on Ned's. Yeah. And now
Shameless. That show is incredible. Everyone's work on that is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've run into him a few times. Not in years, but over the years, I've run into him a few times. Last time, he was with Jeremy Allen White. Mm-hmm. It was, like, outside of Arclight. It was during their Shameless
Are you taller
time.
Than Jeremy Allen White?
Yeah.
Hmm. He's
but,
short?
But not than, not,
so short.
But not than Cameron. Cameron's taller
like
than me.
Like 5'6", dude.
But they were both too cool for me. I'm a little goofy. I'm like, hey man, nice to see you. And they're like smoking cigarettes and being all shameless
Cam's
and cool.
He's like, I'm an Emmy to win.
Cool. Yeah, I
love that.
I love Cameron and I actually love his work. He's really become such a fucking good actor. I'd love to have him on
deep
the pod,
roles,
but
man.
I think he's too cool for us.
Nah. I'm gonna stay in them DMs.
Come on,
Cameron.
Maybe send him like a little,
Oh, one of them things.
You've got an hour.
little incentive.
Give him a chance to descend down to the public. You know what I'm saying?
That part, right? Yeah.
Like, really.
We offer people that opportunity, come off that.
Yeah.
Know?
If you want to get humbled, Cameron, come on. Hit us up.
I would love for him to come on.
We'll make you relatable.
But the last few times I saw him, it went like this. Cameron, how are you, man? He's like, good. So that would be the podcast.
Wow.
He's got something that Lindsay could get it out of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lindsay could get it out of anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I feel like he's somebody very rarely there are those people who stand in their stuff and don't let me in. Kyle Swan.
Oh, a similar
Kyle Swan. I took him to his most vulnerable moment, which was also my most vulnerable moment, finding out that he was having sex so young. And he literally on the podcast was like,
what
do
are you
I know
about?
You? He is horrified.
Yeah, go back and listen to the Kyle Swan Bully Loomer episode if you haven't.
It starts out so awkwardly.
Yeah, Lindsay. Yeah, anyways.
Anyways.
Floor, I loved your whole energy and whole message. Cameron, we'd love to have him on. I think maybe it would at some point. He was such a cute. He was such a cutie on Ned's.
Right.
Little leprechaun
such a tiny
boy.
Little guy,
such
yeah.
a tiny little guy, and now he's taller and buffer than all of us.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so what was the second part of the question?
Have we watched 100
things to do before high school?
I've never seen an episode.
I don't think I've done 100 things in my life.
Yeah, so Scott made this after Big Time Rush, and it kind of is the Ned successor in high school. Like, there is a Ned Mosen. Like, he basically did Ned's. It's Ned Mosen Cookie.
Same, the African-American dude. I hung out with him at a party recently.
Yeah, it's like same dynamic, three best friends, one talks to camera, gives tips. Like, he made his Ned's high school show.
Yeah.
Then why?
I never watched
without
it.
Us.
I know, it didn't even bring... You know what, Scott Fellows?
That's shitty.
Fuck you, man. You never brought us on for a cameo for Big Time
Rush. I'm having flashbacks. I think I was touching. I shouldn't have done that.
Daniel, bro.
No,
I'm sorry,
dude,
we gotta stay away
from
that. No. No,
gotta
Scott
fucking
didn't
chill,
do that.
Bro.
Okay, next question.
Jesus, man.
Hey, I was emotionally touched.
Oh. So Scott's already had his reboot.
Yeah, but we haven't.
Scott's had many shows since then.
So many shows.
Scott's been killed.
Not even an audition.
Yeah. Not even a fun cameo.
He's called in Alex and Carly. Carly had a role in the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
where
man.
We at, Scott?
I think there's beef, guys. I think there's beef. Scott, where you at, man?
Scott.
Why did he never call us again?
I don't know why we love him so much.
Yeah. We're changing our tune.
Yeah.
Scott Fellows is bullshit.
Can
we're
you can
back with
contribute to our careers?
Goddamn.
Just kidding. Love that guy.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said. Why do I keep looking?
You really can't let it go, huh?
That's great. Oh my god. Who else? Next question
comes from Gabs. Her name's just Gabs.
Hey Gabs. We love a Gabs. We gab all the time.
My name's Gavin. I just want to know, how do you feel about friends with benefits relationship, especially with coworkers? Because, I mean, everything just seems like magical at first. Like, ooh, it's no big deal. We're just going to have some fun.
Ooh, fun.
But then some of us, especially women, develop feelings, yeah, right? So how do you deal with that? How do you think that will make you feel like to keep looking at that person every day, yep, and just pretending like nothing's happening and you're cool, yep, about it,
aww,
but you're keeping a secret, and also you're developing feelings, yep, for them. So I would like you guys to make a pod about that.
Awesome.
And awesome question. If my audio is out or not, it will be awesome. But if not, I just want to know how you guys feel,
Gabs,
about that
great
kind, aww, of stuff.
Right on.
Because that happened to me very recently.
It happened very recently. Gabs,
we love you. Sin and love.
Gabs, you know what it is. Friends with benefits are messy inherently. It's like it's exactly as you said. It's always like, hey, we're gonna be all good, but feelings, ooh, happen when you're intimate, physically and emotionally. Like,
mm-hmm,
feelings happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. It's just messy.
One, yeah, of the things about friends with benefits is that I do believe it works for people, mm-hmm, but a very specific type of person. Mm. And I have gone into things before saying, like, you know, friends with benefits has not ended in a great way. Mm. I personally can't do friends with benefits. So if you're thinking that you're one of those people, but in the back of your mind, you know that you're not, but you're just trying to like fit in, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
No, nobody needs to get touched that much. I promise you there's a tool online for you. Boys, you have it even easier. But like the thing is, like, you got to give yourself the attention you're seeking. And if it's so one-sided, it's something you're not giving yourself. That person does not hold, you know, like your next secret of life, right? Like, mm-hmm, you hold that. So, mm-hmm, if there's something that's that out of balance, I feel like that's a need in a different area of your life.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're experiencing that. Cause it is so messy, and like the work thing, that for me is a straight up no. Coworkers, I can't do it. These guys, I know they've
I've dated exclusively coworkers. It's turned out. That's the end of the sentence.
Awesome. Yeah. It's. Oh, I'm so sorry that you're experiencing that, because I have had relationships that I know I didn't want to take much further, and it's like, yes, this is fun, but if I were speaking to like my daughter or niece, I would say don't involve yourself in that, like, because it's gonna be a thrill for a little bit of time,
yep,
but then once that person is moving away or interacting with other people, it is gonna be hard for you to see, and it just gets a little dangerous.
Once that asymmetry, like once it knocks off balance of like we're both in this and it's cool to one of us is feeling more than the other, like, I don't think you ever are able to get that balance back other than transitioning once again back into just friends.
Just friends, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I had one.
And even that's hard once your feelings have opened up, you know?
I had one young lady who drew a very strong boundary with me after she knew that I didn't want to take it much further. And, you know, I really, really respected her for that. I've had some other situations where an individual is still trying to push it, and it's like, yo, we can't, and you're just making this so hard to, like, I wish we could just go back to being friends, but sometimes you just gotta stop interacting with that person, but at work, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Look, and also, like, I feel like my advice kind of sounded harsh, but I literally speak from experience of, like, going to the absolute extremes when it was ended with a friends with benefits, like, I egged his house.
Oh. Wow.
And, like, there was something like in me, I'm not saying like it's that crazy, maybe it's like the fact that you have to see him over and over at work, but like there was something about like it being that hard for me that I wasn't looking at like in myself. So I guess that's where my advice comes
from. I think you have to take care of your heart, and like, that's it. You have to draw the boundaries for your own heart, and like once it's out of balance, man, I think you just, but at work, that's why Mm-hmm. That's why I would say don't do it at a situation where you're might be in a place where you have to be around each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the rest of this podcast was just that Harlem Globetrotters game? You don't remember it, but I do, and it was awful.
It was after we broke up.
Right after we broke
up. Yeah, and we had to go to an event together.
Yep.
And it was right after we broke up.
It was awful.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I know that feeling. Yeah. Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any... Friends with Benefits is a limited time. It's got a quick expiration date, to be honest. Like, it's very hard to make that last a long time. That has a short window of sweetness, and then depends on how long you want to entertain the weird part of it. I feel like your best move is get out.
Ooh, I remember a really bad one. Dude, so I had another odd job. I've randomly. Oh, am I speaking into the mic? Oh, hello. Like, oh, it's tilted. Here's a moment for me. What was the young lady's name?
Oh my.
Oh wait, no, I don't have
Gabs.
To.
Gabs.
I don't have to. Oh well, Gabs. Yeah. No. Actually, I shouldn't address you on this. Actually, I just want to tell this story. But I had an odd job once, and you know, I was seeing this young lady, and it was cool, and she wanted to take it further. She was an Aries. They're like warlike from what I've heard. I'm not a big astrology guy.
Yeah, they are. You just referenced it though.
Warlike, man.
He went to the stars on this.
I went to the stars. I mean, that's the only explanation. Just broke my heart. Broke my heart. It was amazing.
But believe it was the stars than some part of your game.
I mean, my game might not have been there. My game might not have been there. But no, we were hitting it off for a couple months. And when I said that I wasn't trying to really lock it down, she hit that hard boundary, and then she went directly to like my best homie coworker and got into a relationship.
Yeah. That's how you do it. That's how the good ones do it.
What they say, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Yep.
That Aries went in. Yep. And you know, and we still kept it, you know, casual. Like, she would hit me with these eyes sometimes, like, you know what you did. But she would just, yeah, we're gonna talk just like we're A-okay, right? Uh-huh. Oh man. Yeah, she let me have it. She gave me a taste of my own medicine. Not even my own medicine, just life's medicine.
Yeah.
Which is, she can do what she wants.
Yeah.
I can do what I want. You're not ready for this? Oh, I'll find somebody who is.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's kind of how it has to go. Like, you gotta be real with yourself. If you need it to be more than it is, and they don't want that, then
take your liberty back.
Take your
power
back
and do what you
love. And do what you need to do. You had any friends with Bennies, Lauren?
I've
you ever dabbled in the dark arts of friends with Bennies?
Look, those, what do they call them? Showmances?
Oh,
real.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess maybe that's it.
Set love is real.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Showmances.
Yeah, that's what they call them. But just do what I do and work with people that are at least 10 years older than
exactly.
Oh my God, that makes it even more enticing.
For some.
Dang. Stability. So you like the stability. Somebody with a 10-year age gap is going to be stability. Is that why you go for the...
No, she said she doesn't want a 10-year age gap.
No,
having
but,
10 years
but
older
on that, though,
there's no fucking word.
On that, though, I don't want to date somebody my age. I feel like anybody my age is still in college.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Like, they don't have their...
Anybody my age still
like
thinks that they can pull fucking supermodels. It's like, you're not...
I can't date a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
I absolutely can date nobody younger than me.
Yeah.
But older sort of has no bounds, except if it gets like over 10 years, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
But like 10 years, if you're 44, like, yeah, I can dig it.
Bro.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I almost don't think people should be in relationships until they're 30. Like, every relationship I've had has been kind of stupid and fleeting, and I wasn't who I wanted to be, and I never would have been ready for any of my partners.
Really, do you mean, like, maybe sex should be put off till 30? Because the relationship part of it wasn't that.
Well,
sex made it that way.
The sex. It's hard to tell it's hard to tell people not to have sex. But almost, like, if you can do it, if you can wait till 30 to have sex, then by all means.
Everybody thinks they're, like, it's late. You don't understand how much ahead of the game. You don't have to unlearn all the things you thought you knew about sex and all the wrong way you were doing it for years.
You can be poorly conditioned.
You literally can step into the arena as, like, a full person who's, like, meditates and shit. Like, come on. Trust me, you are not missing any of the just humping that happens in your 20s.
Wasted time.
It's
you can
just
go hump on a
humping.
Dance floor, you know?
Then you have to shower.
Person.
It's like...
And there, I don't think there's any way around... I mean, maybe some people are different, but I don't think there's any way around the fact that if you're having sex with someone on a regular basis, feelings are going to develop. That's our biology. It's meant to happen. It's not, there's not nothing wrong with you. Like, your biology is telling you to intertwine with this person. Like, it's just, if you're doing it regularly, there's no way around the emotion of it. And I think Friends with Benny's, we all at times try and convince ourselves, like, no, we keep it cool. Yeah. No, it's just sex. It's just physical, man.
They call it make love for a reason.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. Like, truly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Make love. It's a whole thing that's been created. Oh, good Lord.
Making whoopee.
Hey. Whoopee. What a hilarious colloquialism. Where did that come from?
I feel like that's what you'd call it.
Whoopee. Whoopee. What does make, you want to make some whoopee?
Yeah. You're totally the type. Totally the type.
Etymology of making whoopee. So do we have another question?
Whoopee.
Yeah.
Making Gabs, whoopee. I love that question. Goldberg.
Just good luck in the future. Be smart with Friends and Benny's. It's a dark art. It's a dangerous game. It's a, no matter what, it's fraught with risk. So
and just
don't
remember,
do it at work.
If you're friends with benefits, you're probably missing the benefits of friendship.
Oh, now that's a real one. That's real.
You're just fucking. You're probably you're not going to be friends after.
Rolling around in the mud. So whoopee. It comes from... 1845. The etymology of whoopee. 1845, a noisy, unrestrained revelry extended from of whoop. American English. Making Whoopee was a famous song in 1928. Huh. There we go. Make that whoopee.
In the streets.
I wonder if Whoopi Goldberg is named after Whoopi. Her mama's like, oh yeah, we made Whoopi.
Unrestrained revelry.
Wow. Wrestling.
We got another.
One for us.
This
Lauren?
One comes from Drea Barba.
Drea Barba, hey.
What's up, you guys? My name is Drea Barba. I'm 26, based in Los Angeles. Wanted to say, hey, thank you guys for putting out the most craziest, most inspirational content you guys can put out there.
Yeah,
I love how you guys are very pro on mental health, and ever since y'all popped up on TV when I was in middle school, trust me, I was glued to the TV. I sat right there and wrote every little advice and pro tip to my composition book way back then, and I remember repping that shit in school, being like, Ned Declassified got me, guys, so don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I love you guys. I really hope you guys have a beautiful, courageous, fruitful life. Continue to be you. And Lindsay Shaw, if you have not recognized me, it's Drea from Sephora. If you ever want to come and say hi, you know, I'm always waiting for you. And if you ever need your makeup for the rest of your life set, I'm here. Drea. I love you guys. Bye.
That's what's
love
up.
Drea. Girl, I should have known. I am so glad you added that at the end. I'm literally going to come see you and talk about this moment and be like, hey, you're on the pod.
Yeah.
She's a gem.
That's awesome.
She is one of those creative, like, perfect girls who works at Sephora who, like, literally does her eye makeup like a, you know, like somebody that I would never be able to do it. Like, just like a little artist up there giving me a smile. And I'm just like, hey.
I love it.
You know?
Artist.
I love hearing how many kids, like, wrote down the tips in their own composition book. It's so cool. Nickelodeon, missed opportunity on merch, huh?
I mean, for real.
All you had to do was put our logo on a composition book.
I love that she was like repping it. Like, yeah, Ned's Declassified. Like, I wrote this down last night.
Yeah, bitch.
Check it. I love it.
Yeah, I love
it. Just dealing in tips.
I mean, give it to him. That's dope.
There were plenty of tips in there, like, as we've been doing our rewatch. That, like, I'm like, yep, that's a great tip. Like, that's great advice.
You guys still think that locker combo thing is a genius thing? I honestly think it's a dud.
Yeah,
I did that. I did that.
Yeah, I did it.
In middle school, I would.
I did it before next. Yeah.
But if you're in such a hurry that you're getting to your locker and needing it to be preset, how are you having the time to preset it again?
It's right before lunch. I would do it right before lunch so I could just go and go to lunch.
For me, it wasn't even about.
Oh, it was only at one certain time where you knew it was far to go or you had a little bit of time.
For me, it wasn't even this like, I gotta maximize every second. It's that I'm leaving my locker. It's easy to preset the numbers. And then when I get there, all I gotta do is turn it once. It's just like setting myself up for the future, you know?
Huh?
I mean, this and this.
No, but you do three. What do you mean? When you're doing your combination, it's three. Dun, 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 dun,
that's what I just said. I was doing the two because those were the two that you were leaving
rather
out.
Than just one click, you're open.
I'll never get that tip. I will never get it.
It works.
That's
practical.
What I'm saying.
It
works.
It's
never get it.
It's giving your future self a gift.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Yeah.
But you're saying you only do it once a day?
I'm for not. That when you know it's gonna be heavy traffic or like yeah I've had
you're doing it every time you're classes. At your locker.
Oh, you did it every time.
I mean, anytime I thought to do it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like that's what I'm saying. It wasn't about like saving. Like I need so much time. It's just like it's easier. No matter what, you have to put in the three. No matter what, you're putting in the three mm-hmm. combos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Either you could do it early and have one turn, or you do it then. It's the same thing.
So you're doing the same amount math. Of work, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's a worthy argument, Lindsay. I gotta give you some credit. That's a worthy argument. You're saying you're still doing the same amount of turns.
But I'm saying that too. Is you're doing the same amount of turns, but either you split
but
it up.
Has
when
to
you're
be about the time
there.
Then.
It's really just a choice. It's just
it's a character.
It's a
trait.
Style. It's just a style.
I am usually pro choice, but
it's just a style thing, man. Just I'm a one turner when I get back.
Hey,
know?
I didn't mean to offend you. It was a great tip.
I'm offended.
Yeah, that
I wrote that too.
Dang. Yeah. Dang, just like she was like, yeah, she repping her set. Devin is like, no, this is a gang. Don't talk against the gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. Just because you want to sit there and twist your knobs.
You got to know the code. Dev, you used to like twisting those knobs too, huh?
I sure did.
But
I sure did, brother.
Damn.
What was your favorite, like, Ned's tip that you taught people?
There's a few.
I didn't really listen to the tips because I wasn't in them.
Was every episode one tip?
Like
what?
Five
no,
tips.
Like, you've never... Yeah, God it damn it, like, Lauren. Just look, get out.
She's a guys, real I'm
out.
So sorry.
Get out. Get out.
Wait, well, like, what
there
was
one
of my favorites?
There was a throughout every episode.
Got it.
One that came back to me was like a friend at a... I told this on the pod before. A friend of a friend at my family's Thanksgiving said like, I just got to say real quick, we're all giving Thanksgiving toast. She's like, I just got to say real quick. I still wear my favorite underwear on Monday because of you, like because of that Ned's tip of like, if you're dreading Mondays, here's ways to help.
I gotta
like,
watch the show.
Lauren, you could learn a lot.
I think I would.
Okay, you could learn
really
a lot.
I think I would.
You would understand us so much better.
Yeah. Also, like you your job would make more sense. Like, what the fuck, dude?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Now, one that didn't work for me, and I don't know. Like,
are you looking him up?
I am looking it up, and there's this one that I recall not liking. It was, if you want a new do, get it 2 weeks early. This will give you a chance to let it grow in. Now, it might be just because the way I cut my hair, like fades for brothers, you can't get it 2 weeks early. You need 2 days before to still be crispy and fresh with the fade. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? We need that line nice and crisp. How about you? Do you do the 2 weeks early thing?
Depends on what for, but no, with a fade, like, the fade's the crispiest.
Yeah, the fade's gone in 2 weeks, it's not.
But that's a particular hairstyle. Like, I used to need a few days, like, if I did a photo shoot right after a haircut when I wasn't getting fades, like, it did look a little, like, it's too groomed. Like, it's not lived in yet.
Yeah.
But the fade is that's a different story because those edges only stay fucking clean those few days after.
I dye my hair red, and red goes out in like a week. So
yeah, so
like
you have a window.
Yeah.
What's your natural hair? Brown.
Brown.
Yeah, brown.
Stupid brown.
How long you been red?
I was bright ass red when I first moved to LA, which was a year and a half ago, and then I just went kind of more natural a couple months ago.
So, cool.
That's my hair story. Interesting. Interessante.
You good, Lynn?
Damn, there's a tip that I need tips? Now. Oh. Admit you have a bad habit and get psyched to beat it. Now, I've gotten psyched before, but not to beat it.
No, that was a psych evaluation.
More than an evaluation. but yeah, admit you have a bad habit. My whole personality is a bad habit sometimes. And so get psyched to turn it around. Yeah.
I think there's lots of great tips in there.
Another one, avoid post-bell door jam. That was a good one. I would get ready to get up out of my seat and be the first person to leave because there would be a lot of people lingering. When I knew I had a class coming up, like a period, like right after, I didn't want to, almost like in a movie theater, like I try to beat the credits. You know,
I do the opposite in a lot of life situations. Like at a concert, like I'll just sit and wait. Like if you wait 10 minutes, you won't be
all that rush.
You won't be cattle getting out. You can just stroll out if you just fucking sit for a second. So like certain venues, like I'll just wait, like the Hollywood Bowl, everyone's like just like going down these narrow alleyways, thousands of people on top of each other. It's like just wait and then you'll walk out. That's my move. I do the late post-bell door jam.
This is actually what I give to people too. Practice, practice, practice.
That's a good tip. Honest.
Literally, you can practice everything in your life. Everything. Breathing. Even breathing.
Yeah. And you're literally never perfect. You're never perfect. Just keep practicing. It's not even practice makes perfect. Just practice.
Yeah.
Practice. Was there ever like a tip and you got the script and you're like, well, don't know if that makes sense.
Nah, because they all had something to do either with something in real life or something to do with the plot of the episode. And these were all adults writing these tips, like, so they kind of knew what they were. They kind of knew what they were doing. Yeah. I mean, I feel like some tips, I feel like if you watch the show, some tips might be irrelevant now because times have changed or phones or like, you know, like we were pre that. So some things probably wouldn't hold up. But as we've done our rewatch, a lot of it does, because a lot of it's like general strategy for life. Mm-hmm, you know, if this isn't working, try this. If this isn't working, try this. I think it's kind of helping people just like problem solve and knowing that it's not always the answer. It's just like keep adjusting.
What do you got? We should go through these guys and just post them, even for social media or something. Like, this is very well categorized. This is every tip from every episode.
Holy shit.
We have a little series of like going through. We should do
that. That's you send that to Lauren
immediately.
Nurse's bathroom. Yeah. That's great. In detention, the teacher's your best friend. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That's always a good one. Don't be afraid to raise your hand.
Listen, some people have emotional impulse control issues. Yeah,
do your parents have any, like, kind of tip-like phrases that always come up? So one that I'm going to reference that my mom loves is, when you play, you pay.
Ooh.
Meaning, like, if I go get fucking really drunk and stay up late and then I'm exhausted the next day but have some shit that I need to do, it's kind of this way of saying, like, sucks. You know, sucks to suck, but get through it. Like, and yeah, that's like rang through my whole life from my mom. If you play, you pay. And it's always said kind of with this, like,
you know
what I mean? Yeah.
While you're hungover, like,
it's kind of this way of like, I'd love to have empathy for you, but you did it to yourself.
He comes in smashing the pants together. Get on up. If you play, you play.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yep. That might have helped me not have a drug problem.
Yeah.
I mean, she just like forced me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, oddly, from my mom was always, don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I said, you decided like crazy.
To sweat for everything.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
You know,
I think she was talking.
It's part of the relationship that I'm repairing there.
Figuratively, but
I can stop rebelling now.
Hey, and my mom had a good one that was always, it's not a mistake. It's always a lesson or a blessing. When something happens, you know, that you're just like, oh, this ruined me. It's like, you know, hey, you had to go through that to get the lesson.
Nice.
You know,
nice, mom.
No mistakes, lessons, and blessings. Or a blessing that you missed something else that would have come to you had you gone through that door. Yeah.
What is the etymology of lesson? Less on?
Oh, couldn't be. I think it's more like lexion, like lecture. Truth, lecture.
Yeah.
Let's look up the etymology of lesson.
Yeah, you play, you pay. I'm trying to think of my mom has any other.
My mom would always say, "Yeah, what do you got? Control what you can control." Because like, shocker, I was like type A, or I still ain't. Like I like control. I wanted everything to be like what I wanted it to be. Even my agents, my manager called me the other day. She's like, "You need to stop." Like telling me what to do, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Damn, Lauren!
Close mouth, don't get fed. I'm a huge advocate for that. Yeah. Even if they tell you to fuck off, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Etymology
of the word lesson comes from Latin lectio, the action of reading out. Hmm. From there, the word was also used for the text itself.
Like getting read?
Lecture. Lexicon.
Yeah, so it's more coming from like lecture rather than like.
Less.
You're less than a human being for messing up.
Less is not the root word of lect. It's more like lect, that lection.
No, is it in the same family as lesion?
No, couldn't be. That's funny though.
That's embarazado.
Yeah. Lecciones. Embarazado. You did something where you were like, lecciones. It's like, oh, I need lecciones. Necesito lecciones.
And everybody was like, lecciones.
Lesions. and they laughed.
I remember that.
But then you started studying Spanish.
Yeah.
Nice.
Your lesions.
My lesions.
Yeah. What were they called? The people with lesions? Lepers.
Lepers.
Yeah. Well, leprosy. Yeah,
leprosy. Or AIDS patients.
Oh. Well then.
Get lesions.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Did you see that movie Philadelphia?
It sure did.
Oh, so good.
Tragic.
So good. Hanks, Daniel, you probably wouldn't like it.
You know, I wouldn't. No.
You don't even know what 1998 was.
Yeah. Well, we ended it on a high note, guys.
Excellent.
Yeah, did we? Wow. Listen, guys, if you play, you pay.
But I didn't got Nacho. Don't sweat unless you have to.
Hey.
Wish you rhymed it. Really wish you rhymed it. No, Baba Deeb's got Nigel. Don't you sweat
if you don't have a bow and arrow with you to
hunt that doe.
No, Baba Deeb's got Nigel. Don't you sweat if you don't know.
If you're allergic to wet. Never had a
Do you know that song, Lauren?
Yes, and that's our show.
I know that dance. Let's go dance it. I can
Don't sweat if you can't bet on yourself to show up for the thing that you have to do with a dry brow.
We almost had it. We almost had it until rhymes, the end. Anyways, guys, maybe next week.
See you on the next one, guys.
Check us out Wednesday on our Hero Pod and every Friday, audio only. If you want to see the video, go to netspot.com/... Actually, go to patreon.com/netspot.
Love you.
Love you. I got to get out of this sweaty room. Goodbye.
Yeah. Adios.